Let's head back to the October 1974 pages of The Optimist when a front-page story featured the frustration about a recently installed pedestrian-controlled street crossing signal in Ladner. Located at 62nd Street and Ladner Trunk Road to provide safety for students attending Holly Elementary School, the signal's operation button was much too high for students to be able to reach. The school district at the time had to pay a patrol woman just to stand by the control and operate it for the children. The system was supposed to be in place for children to be able to press the button without supervision. Miles Adam, secretary-treasurer of the school board, described the new signal as absurd. He said the school board protested to the Department of Highways but no reply had been received. A spokesperson with the department told The Optimist that the board's complaint was being looked into. If we change them, it will take months to redesign the signals and obtain the necessary electrical equipment, although there would be little cost involved, the spokesperson said. What's more, when the patrol officer went off duty, the controls were locked up, making the system useless for pedestrians. It would be weeks before a new system was promised.